So, the force is all you need to sustain your bodies? He asked.
Absolutely,
Rondi assured him.
What is a body but the force-given form?
Good question, Ben acknowledged. But I've got another one. If you don't need anything but the force to sustain yourselves, why are you tearing through the Shadow's stores? To Ben's surprise, Rondi turned to Roland and smiled.
I told you he'd notice that.
Roland shrugged and kept his attention fixed on her.
It was better than the food is just the force in the form of matter nonsense you wanted to try.
And you're both dodging my question. Ben stood and stepped back from the table. He was starting to get the feeling that the Tremaines and all the Mindwalkers who had come to the Shadow for handouts had been setting him up for a betrayal. I want an answer, or I want you gone. Rondi began to look worried and just a little ashamed. She turned to Roland, who was glaring at Ben in open resentment, and said,
I think we'd better tell him the truth, Roland. He seems to be upset.
And I'm growing angrier by the second, Ben warned. They had been lying to him all along, he realized, and that could only mean they intended him harm. I don't like feeding enemies.
We're not your enemies,
Roland said, arching his brows. He actually looked hurt, but in a practiced, well-rehearsed way that suggested his long years of espionage training.
We've just been trying to help you.
All of us have,
Rondi added.
The sooner the Shadow runs out of supplies, the sooner you'll see the only real sustenance you need is the Force.
The cold rage began to snake its way higher, working itself into Ben's heart and mind. Something inside him was urging him to ignore the Tremaines, to kill them before their lies killed him. Ben shook the urge off. He could feel the deception in Rondi's words, but he was a Jedi, and Jedi did not murder people for lying to them. After a moment, Ben said,
There are other ways to prove your point, ways that might actually convince me.
Roland smiled warmly.
Perhaps you would care to enlighten us.
Sure. It's pretty simple, actually.
Ben pulled the Nutropaste bladder to his side of the table, then used the force to pluck the hydrate sip packs out of their grasps.
Just return to Beyond Shadows and stay there without drinking or eating anything. If you last more than a week, I'll believe what you tell me.
If the suggestion struck any fear or outrage in the hearts of the Tremaines, Ben did not feel it in their force auras. Instead, Roland pretended to consider the idea for a moment, then turned to his sister.
I don't know, Rondi,
he said.
What do you think?
I think a week is a long time for Ben to wait for his proof,
Rondi said. She reached for the sip pack Ben had taken, but something made him jerk it away. The cold rage inside was slithering up higher, reminding him how the Mindwalkers had used Luke's memory of Jason to lure his father beyond shadows. And now they were at it again, trying to prevent Ben from keeping him alive, and to trick him into going beyond shadows himself. Maybe the Tremaines did need to die. If he wanted to keep his father alive, maybe all the Mindwalkers needed to die. That last thought was what finally shocked Ben out of his rage. He could not believe the idea of mass murder had actually crossed his mind. That seemed just crazy, which of course, it was. Ben had spent 2 years in the Maw, and now he was beginning to have paranoid thoughts about the inhabitants of the station. The conclusion seemed alarming. Ben passed the sip packs to the Tremaines.
You'd better go, he said. And if I were you, I wouldn't come back.